John, it's been a difficult 3.5 years, really going back to the closing of Walnut Street, beginning with the construction of the new DoubleTree Hotel. And as the city downtown landscape has grown or has changed with the construction, we have suffered dramatically from street closures block to block and traffic pattern changes day to day and parking changes day to day. So it's been a difficult 3.5 years for the business. But let's hope that seeing light at the end of the tunnel, good will come of it.
Now the new med school, which is now called the Stone Family Center for Health Sciences, is expected to bring hundreds of students and staff downtown every day. Are you expecting a boost in business when those folks start making their way down here?
Well, I don't know what to expect, John, but we are hopeful that it will be a boon to business. I know that we are not alone in seeing changes to streetscapes affect the immediate outcome of business, being hopeful that the streetscape changes and go to benefit everybody citywide. I know North Main Street went through a lot of growing pains to get that streetscape change improvement accomplished. Weinbach is now going through that same issue. So we are hopeful that suffering as we have the last 3.5 years, we will all benefit from it. And again, not just Goldman's, but everyone downtown will hopefully benefit from it. And the city in general. I mean, I think it's probably good for everybody.
Well, now you've presided over the Evansville Redevelopment Commission for a number of years. You were on the commission for a decade, I believe. Is this the most growth or change that you've seen downtown?
No doubt. Certainly in my lifetime, growing up in Evansville, those many years ago, downtown was the center of retail and banking and professional activity in the city at the time. Growing up here back in the day, everything was downtown. If you wanted to do banking, if you needed to see an attorney, heck, if you wanted to see a doctor, most of that was downtown in office buildings and whatnot. So as cities evolved throughout the country, no doubt, and urban sprawl commenced to take place, downtowns were vacated as quickly as if bombs went off in many cases. And malls and shopping centers and hospitals and everything took flight and moved out to the areas where the people and the populations were growing. So this is really the most intensive construction boom we've seen in downtown Evansville, no doubt, in the last 50 years. Beginning with, I suppose it was the first attempt was at creating the Main Street Mall and
the walkway.
And making it serpentine and then limiting traffic and then opening traffic. These urban theory advances and declines and changes, and it's a lovely thing to watch. No doubt this is the most beneficial change that we've seen in 50 years.
Right. Now, of course, recently with the med school moving in, we've seen some new restaurants, coffee shops, specialty retailers, and of course, new hotels, two more in the works. As a longtime downtown merchant, what else would you like to see develop downtown?
Come one, come all. It would be lovely to see a grocery store, but I think that probably for the moment doesn't make economic sense for everybody. I think the biggest loss over the last few years has been the drugstore when Stratman's moved out. They were a bit of a gift shop, drugstore, convenience store. They had a bit of everything from cosmetics to alcohol. And that's the kind of thing probably we would like to see most urgently. There is virtually no place downtown to buy a bottle of aspirin. So that's certainly a needed, as near as we can tell, a needed concern.
Now, your store has been here now for more than a century, 120 years now, is that right?
The business has been downtown for that long. The store in its current location has been here since probably the early 20s.
Let's see, 1920s.
Yes.
So, well, you know, you say it's been a rough few years here, but obviously you've had a lot of success here. How do you keep a downtown business successful all these years?
Well, over the last few years, you have to start with a lot of money and turn it into a little money. We're no different than any business. We try to take care of our customers as best we can and change with the times as best we can and continue to try to provide what people need. That's all I know.